今天就赞叹菩萨们，今天下，虽然今天不是下雪，已经下雪几天，可是温度很低，所以今天那个其实地上 的雪其实是凝成冰，走路要很小心。我看到老菩萨来真的非常非常的赞叹，应该说赞叹，当然要随喜大家的功德了，随喜功德。
First, I want to praise everyone who made it here because of the bad weather and icy road. So I'm very moved that everyone still make it here.
我最近就在准备这个 talk 的时候，看到师父有一段开示，我跟大家稍微念一下。师父那时候在1979年的时候，师父写了一段，他说：“你们要努力修行，努力求进步。你们的师父一生穷困，但从未潦倒。”一生不向现实的环境低头，但为求法与弘化，愿向一切众生行起。
So I would like to begin today's talk by sharing a few lines wrote by our 师父 Master 圣严。He wrote, "You shall cultivate and make progress to your life as much as possible. Although I have been poor for the whole life, I have never been down and out.And defeated by the reality. On the contrary, in order to seek the Dharma and spread it, I'm willing to provide the generosity to all sentient beings."
你看到师父的一生，师父那时候刚到美国的时候，曾经在纽约的街头流浪长达三个月嘛，就他那时候只有一个心愿，就是希望佛法能够在西方能够弘传，所以他不以为苦，他甚至不向现实低头。后来师父常常跟弟子讲说，他说我虽然在纽约街头流浪三个月，但是并不苦。他说其实那时候我得到非常多的经验，甚至到后来师父在西方弘化之后，有因缘在世界宗教领袖会议里面，尤其是领袖的理事会议里担任所谓的理事主席，甚至在联合国师父还提到属于所谓的心灵环保的观念，然后甚至提倡宗教之间的互相平等对谈。我要问大家一句话，虽然师父圆寂了，可是师父弘传，就是佛法弘传西方这个愿到底有没有达到？有吗？大家都点头了，是的。
So we all know that even though 师父 had been poor for most of his life, and he had been homeless in New York for almost 3 months. But he was never frustrated, defeated, and he didn't think that was suffering at all, because, you know, he was very focused on spreading Dharma in the West countries. And even after, you know, he was able to successfully spread the Dharma among the Western disciples, and was even invited to United Nations to give lectures, give talks. He promoted that we should have the mindfulness, and we should develop more tolerance among different religions. And I want to ask you, has his vow of spreading Dharma in Western countries, in the Western world, has been realized?
大家都赞成吗？是。
Yes.
其实我要想说，佛法的弘传其实也不只是靠师父，其实我们应该讲在座每一个人都有责任了。我最近有一个因缘在跟菩萨谈，我忘了他跟我谈什么，他是说，法师，我真的好希望出家，但是他现在有一份工作，有一份很好的工作。那我就在跟他分享说，我说我记得我那时候还在医学院教书的时候，我那时候跟法师们讲说我要出家。法师说，你先不要来出家，你在医学院教书的时候，那些医学院的学生，那些是我们渡不到人。就像现在我觉得菩萨也是一样，你们在自己的工作场域里面，你们身边的那些人是法师的手伸不到的，伸不到渡不到的那些人，其实要希望大家一起来合作。所以弘法的弘传绝对不是靠师父，靠几位法师，其实是每一个人，我们每一个人其实都发了愿，一起跟佛菩萨一起来做这样的弘法度生的工作。好，所以想大家应该要有这样的愿。
So recently I had a conversation with a disciple and and he shared with me that he really want to become monastic, but he has a very good job right now. So I said, well, when I was teaching at a medical school, and when I was still a layperson, I talked to monastics and said, I want to become a nun. And they said, well, you know, all people surrounded you at a medical school, all the people you know in life are actually people you need to help, you need to deliver from the sufferings. And those people and those crowd of group are people that our monastic cannot reach. So actually, spring Dharma is not does not only depend on monastics or only depend on Shifu. It actually depends on everyone. It's everyone's responsibility to deliver sentient beings.
好，所以我想先把这个责任交给大家，每个人都有这样的任务。好，好，接着我要回来看看我们讲谈谈我们的华严经。哦，讲到我在跟石明讲说，其实今天大概进度，因为照我们这样准备的话，其实大概不会讲太多的善知识。他就说法师没关系，我们就一个善知识，一个善知识，一个一个讲，讲啊讲到那个每个善知识的精华。我觉得就是这样说，所以也不要期待说法师讲很快，可是我希望讲清楚。每个善知识，它对善财童子到底有多大的影响？其实对我们每一个人都是善财童子了。我们今天都来求法的。
So, that's all about the sharing. Now, I want to begin my talk about the sutra. Before that, I was discussing with my interpreter and said, you know, there's really a lot to cover for each one of the Gunoin advisors. And you know, the interpreter said, well, we will take time and. Just make sure we get each one clearly discussed. And I think that's the right approach because we probably won't make very very fast paced or make big progress, but it's okay because we can learn a lot from each one, each good knowing advisor, and that's probably good enough. And each one of us is like Sudana, learning from the good knowing advisors.
好，华严经，就是释迦牟尼佛他在菩提树下开悟之后开始说的第一部经，他在很多的地方讲。那我们今天谈到这个入法界品这个地方，其实在舍卫国的骑士举孤独园里面说的。当释迦牟尼佛在说这段入法界品这段的时候呢，其实身边有非常多的大菩萨。不只是大菩萨，还有龙天护法、天龙八部，甚至很多的声闻缘觉也在那个地方。可是呢，为什么我们后来都知道，真正释迦牟尼佛在说《华严经》的时候，其实是只有法身大士，就是一生普出的大菩萨们，他们听得懂。基本上，这其他的这些，不管是天龙八部啊，甚至龙天护法，甚至这些声闻缘觉都听不懂，到底为什么？主要是因为善根不同。
So we know the Flower Dormant Sutra was preached by Shakyamuni Buddha when he becomes enlightened. And when he was talking about this sutra, actually there were a lot of beings attended the lecture, such as big, great bodhisattvas, and also sound hearers, individual liberators, and also humans, non-humans, gods, all kinds of beings. But only great bodhisattvas who will become Buddha in one lifetime can hear the sutra. So why is that? Is that because the rest of the group do not have enough good roots?
因为在经里面描述说这些声闻缘觉，因为他们呢只是依声闻圣的方法求出离，自求出离，然后呢成就声闻道，满足声闻行，安住声闻果。所以他们虽然都在舍卫国骑士级孤独园里面，但是并不没有看到佛在那边示现大神通十遍样，他看不到的。
So for example, sound hearers.Actually, they were there when Shakyamuni Buddha was talking this sutra, but they couldn't hear it because they only focused individual liberation. So they are satisfied, happy with individual liberations. So they they cannot see the spiritual powers displayed by Shakyamuni Buddha when he was preaching this sutra.
下面我要描述这几个东西很重要，大家就慢慢听。第一个是，他们没有往生，没有修行，怎么样见到佛的自在神通的这样的一个根性？他们呢，从来都没有赞叹十方世界一切佛清净的佛刹了这样的功德。另外，他们没有赞叹诸佛世界种种神变，甚至在生死流转当中没有发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心。然后呢，他们也在往昔的时候没有劝别人要发无上正等正觉的心，让这个佛的种性断绝。另外呢，他们也没有在往昔当中摄受众生，然后他们也没有修习菩萨的所谓的波罗蜜的法门，所以在生死流转当中他没有劝菩萨们要修行大乘法。所以有因为这样的一项这样的原因，在经典描述非常非常多这样的原因，这个善根不够，所以纵使他们在同样一个地方，可是他们根本听不到佛说法。
So, those sun hearers cannot hear the sutras because they, in past lifetimes, they did not praise, the Shakyamuni Buddhas did not praise Buddha's spiritual powers, do not praise spirit, Buddha's all kinds of lands, Buddha lands, and they do not give rise to the Bodhi mind.And they do not resolve to attain the equal and great enlightenment, and they do not practice all kinds of method of the great vehicles. That's why they can't hear this sutra.
他们也没有劝别人要修大乘法门，没有劝别人要发菩提心。
Also, they did not persuade others to practice the methods of great vehicles, and do not.Persuade help others to give rise to the Bodhi mind.
So, 经典里面描述说，佛菩萨那些境界，这些大菩萨们都是因为他们累生累劫修行普贤菩萨的智慧眼的境界，所以佛现这个千丈的这个卢舍那佛的原身的时候，连声闻语都根本看都看不到。
And because those great bodhisattvas who were able to hear this sutra were all great bodhisattvas who practiced the vows of Samantabhadra bodhisattvas. That's why others cannot hear this sutra.
所以我们后来讲佛法呢，我们讲说佛法，我们根据判教有犯什么五说五十说法，我想大家等于听过。所以说佛法就像太阳一样，太阳刚刚出来的时候，照到的是高山的山顶。慢慢太阳这样到正当，到最后太阳要下山的时候，照到了还是山顶。那太阳佛法开始，佛在开始说法的第一时就是华严时，就是我要华严经，到最后一时就是法华经。所以我要讲的说，你能够听得懂，能够有因缘听到法华经，听到华严经的人，都是最深根器的菩萨呀。
In the Buddhist scriptures, there are five periods that Shakyamuni Buddha preaches all kinds of sutras. And they use analogies like the sun rising. The first period is when the sun just rises, and the sunlight, the highest peak of the mountain will get the sunlight, of course. And that's a time we call it the time for.Buddha preaching flower garland sutra. And then the sun moves over the time, and the last period, when the sun was about to, during the sunset period, the highest peak of the mountain can still get the sunlight. And that's the time, the time when Buddha preaches the lotus sutra. So that's why we say people who are able to hear bothLotus Sutra and the Flower Adornment Sutra are people have the best roots.
你不要说，不是微笑说，法师其实没什么，我就来东珠禅寺而已啊。可是你要知道，在《法华经》里面谈到的时候，佛开始要说《法华经》的时候，有很多的菩萨其实跟着佛修行，可是还有五千个人退行，你还记得吗
So some people may think, well, it's not a big deal because as long as I come to the chan meditation center, I will be able to hear these two sutras. But I want to remind you that if you recall, when the Buddha was about to preach these two sutras, there were 5,000 practitioners left that place.
对啊，所以我想还在赞叹自己有这样的善根哈。我想还是要先赞叹自己，所以我想说这个地方呢，我们可能要跟大家讲，我们大家都先来发愿，我们希望自己都能够生生世世能够见到佛，生生世世都有因缘能够接到善知识，而且生生世世都能够听闻正法。好，我想我们大家自己合掌，自己发这样的愿。
So I think it's still a rare thing that we can be here. So I want to encourage everyone to make vows right now. We vow to be able to see Buddhas all lifetimes. We vow to be able to see good knowing advisors. And we vow that we will be able to hear dharmas all the time.
希望能常常见到诸佛以及善知识。希望能恒常听闻正法。好，请放掌。
Please rest your palms.
好，接着呢，我们来看今天的，我们来看参访第十九位善知识，叫做不动优婆夷。
Okay, so we will begin our sutra today, which is the 19th good knowing advisor, Achala.
这个善财童子呢，他前面已经经历过十八位的善知识之后呢。其实上他一边走一边往南去参访另外善知识的当中呢，其实他一直回想起善知识对他的影响，哦，就他就会掀起所谓的欢喜心跟清净心，甚至于呢喜极而泣，高兴的哭了。他说善知识实在是非常非常的稀有，哦，能生出一切诸功德的源头，能够让自己生出一切菩萨修行的法门，能够让自己生出种种的清净的念头，然后增长不可思议的智慧光明，能够令众生入法界的大海，增长一切善法。
So, by now, Sudana has visited 18 good knowing advisors. So, while he was traveling to the next good knowing advisor, he was remembering the principles of all the teachings that he has received so far.And he became joyful and happy. His mind became clear, light, broad, invincible. And weeping as he thought of his memories of spiritual good knowing advisors, he felt that meeting good knowing advisors is a mine of jewels of all virtues. It purifies the mindfulness of enlightened beings. It purifies all enlightened beings' fear of mental command. It generates...inconceivable light of wisdom and knowledge.
他一边走的当下呢，从应该说那个时候佛派了一个使者，这个是一个菩萨，他就名字叫常随觉悟菩萨。这个菩萨在虚空中就跟善财童子讲说，他说善男子啊，你要知道，若是有众生能够依着善知识的教化修行的时候，他说诸佛菩萨都会非常的欢喜。要是他随着善知识所说的法的话，而且他就能够得到一切智慧的地方，甚至于呢，他能够根据善知识所说的话，没有疑惑的话，他就能够恒常遇到一切善知识。他能够发心不离不舍离善知识的话，就能够得到一切利益的智慧。他说：“你应该赶快走到前面去那个城去见，去找那个不动优婆夷这位大善知识。”
So once, while Sudana was traveling.There was a bodhisattva, there was a celestial being sent by the Buddha, was envoy of the Buddhas, who followed Sudana and inspired him, said, Sudana, good man, you know, if there are beings will practice the teachings of good knowing advisors, all Buddhas will feel joyful for him. And if there are beings are able to follow what good knowing advisors teaches,he will get all kinds of wisdom. And if there are beings be able to do not give doubt to what good knowing advisor preaches, he will always have good knowing advisors surrounded him. And if that person give give rise to the vow that will never leave Gunnar in Weisers. He will receive all kinds of wisdom. So Gunnar go quickly to the next Gunnar in Weiser.
我不晓得大家在学会当中是不是也有这样的助缘跟这样的善缘，人家带你来说我们去听经吧，今天有法会，今天有共修，你来吧，有没有遇到这样的人？我想每个人都有，对吗？其实这个就是假如说你真的有善根，你就随时都有这样善缘跟助缘帮助我们来学佛。
I want to ask you, do you feel you have this type of people around you that who said, well, today there's a Dharma lectures, or today there's ceremony, Dharma ceremonies that we should go to attend. Those are people that will always, you know, help us, push us along this, this path.
好，下面开始描述的时候，请你要浸淫在那个情境当中，因为有菩萨，他就跟我说，法师，你在讲那个身材童子五十三参，好像你自己去参过的样子，那种感觉。我说，好，慢慢我们来想想看，说善财童子一直往南走的时候，他到达那个不动优婆夷 的地方，就很多人都跟他讲说，他这个不动优婆夷他是一个清净的童女生，他说他现在在家里面父母亲守着他，但是他在为他的亲属他的眷属呢，很多很多人在说演说妙法，所以善财童子听到这个话就很高兴，他觉得非常欢喜，就好像见到父母亲一样，就很快很快就到了那个优婆夷住的地方。他进入他那个地方的时候，看到他的房子非常的殊胜，金色光明照耀。
So now I asked everyone to imagine when you hear my word, because only by doing this it becomes more effective, as if you went there to pay respect and visit Gunnar in Weiser yourself. The Gunnar in Weiser, the devotee Achala, is a girl living at home with her parents and relatives. She gives spiritual teaching to a large group of people. Filled with joy, Sudana went to Achala's house. Standing in the door, he saw the whole house lit up with a smoothing golden light.
我问你，你现在有没有感受到那个金色的光？没有啊。佛经里面描述说，凡事呢，你遇到这个这样的遇到这种光的众生的哈，身心都能够清净自在。那你现在有没有感受到了呢？有啦。
I want to ask you, do you feel the soothing golden light? If you do, your whole body and mind will be at ease.
然后呢，他说，当这个光照到善财童子的时候，善财童子一进去的时候，被那个光照到的时候呢，即时得到五百种的三昧，哇，不可思议吧？这是三昧，当有很多很多很多的名字啊。他说，因为得到这五百种三昧啊，所以善财童子的身心都很柔软。佛经用一个字来形容说，柔软到好像那个刚刚着胎七天的那个胎儿这么样的柔软。
So the moment Sudana was touched by the light, 500 subtle samadhi descended upon him, and beginning with a trance characterized by power of all sensations, absorbed in the realm of the tranquility, absorbed in the equanimity of the universal eye, and absorption in the matrix of realizing of suchness. The feeling of those samadhi was as subtle, as soft as a newborn baby, 7-day newborn baby.
还没有蹦耶，他胎儿呢。
Okay. So, as soft as a 7-day embryo.
对。好，okay. 我一直为什么跟他讲说，你要进入那个状态，进入那个场景，不然的话，善财童子去了，他已经五百种三昧，你还没有，你一种三昧都没有得到，不是很可惜吗？
Well, the reason I ask you to imagine is because Sudana already obtained the 500 samadhi, but if you do not follow and imagine, you haven't get anything yet.
然后呢，这个善财童子不只是被那个光照到，身心起了变化，另外呢，他又闻到一种香。这种香哈，它不是那种天龙八部的那种香，不是，也不是人天所有的香。它闻到这种香，其实是什么？ 就是这个优婆夷修行的相。
So other than that, his body becomes incredible soft. He also smelled a scent, more beautiful than anything else in the world, and that was a kind of scent of practice.
就这个善男童子就往这个优婆夷的地方走去之后，他就发现哇，这个优婆夷神色非常的端正，而且非常好。他说他用一个形容描词，他说十方世界所有的女人都没有人可以比得上，更不要说超过他了。他甚至于是除了佛跟大菩萨以外，所以他是非常的殊胜庄严。然后他的口出着一种妙香，他说他的宫殿非常的庄严。然后他说所有的众生，一切众生看到这个优婆夷呢，都没有一种所谓贪婪爱恋的心。
So, when Sudana walked closer to this Guna Inviter, Achala, the radiance of her complexion, the proportions of her body, and the magnificence of her aura were such that none in the world, other than great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, can even be compared to or even equaled, much less surpassed them. Her scent was unequaled and unsurpassed by any celestial beings, human beings. And her palace was also unsurpassed in all the world, except by the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And there was no one in the world could look upon Achala with lust.
她的口发出一种妙香。
And there was a fragrance, there was special fragrance,scented from her mouth.
然后所有见到这个优婆夷的人呢，没有人发出一点爱染心、执着心。
And no one who sees Sudana will give rise to desire, lust, or attachment.
不是 Sudana, 是这个优婆夷。
No one sees Achala will give rise to the mind of lust, desire, or attachment.
甚至于更殊胜的是，百万的众生只要看见这个优婆夷，在很短的时间内，他的烦恼就自动消灭，自动不见。
And even more inconceivably, whoever sees this Guna Inviter Achala will their vexations will disappear immediately.
我不想你法师这样子描述，你的烦恼有没有不见啊？
I want to ask, have your vexations all gone?
OK, 好。就这个善财童子就往前，然后就跟他顶礼问讯。他看到这个优婆夷的身体非常的自在，相貌非常的殊胜。然后呢，他做了很多很多的描述，说他的光明照耀啊，没有什么那个都障碍啊。然后呢，他普遍为一切众生做一切利益众生的事。然后身上的毛孔恒常放出妙香，他的宫殿很庄严，他的功德非常深，甚至没有办法知道他的功德到底有多深。
So Sudana went forward and paid respect, bowed and paid his respect and joined the palms and observed this Guna Inviter Achala.Her body and mind are at ease and inconceivable. Her complexion and physical characters are magnificent. No one can be even compared to that. And his light, her light and her aura was so bright and nothing can obstruct that. And she does everything for all sentient beings, and there are fragrance coming from her pores, and her companies are endless, and her palace is matchless and unsurpassed.
他的功德非常的深广，所以这个善财童子就用一个偈颂去赞叹他。他说：“你往昔啊，守习这个清净的戒律，修行广大的忍辱力，常常修行这个精进法门不退转。”所以你现在有这么大的智慧光明，普照世间，利益一切众生，就一直是赞叹这个优婆夷，他往昔的就修修什么 菩萨的六度波罗蜜。那这个灾难就好像我们见佛看到佛的时候都不是有战佛记吗？菩萨们你在记得吗？我们在读那个莲华宝忏的时候，每一个孩子都有个战佛记一样，赞叹佛，他是赞叹这个大菩萨。
So because Acharya's virtues and merits are so broad and there's no boundary, Sudana eulogized Acharya with this verse that who keeps conduct pure develops great tolerance and makes vigor enduring as a diamond stands out in the world like a mountain of light.And we all know that for sutras, they were always praising lines, praising verses for each Buddha and for great Bodhisattvas. And this is similar to that.
好，这个善男童子就赞叹完毕之后，就去跟这个优婆夷问讯之后，他说：“我已经发了无上正等正觉的心了，但是我不知道怎么样来行菩萨行，修菩萨道。”他把他的问题就提出来了。
Then Sudana, after he praised this good knowledge advisor, he went forward and said, Sage One, I have risen the Bodhi mind, but I do not know how to practice great Bodhisattva's conduct. Can you please teach me?
这个时候，这个优婆夷就用柔软语啊，用形容，他形容就是听起来很舒服的，他就安慰的话，就跟他说，太好了，太好了，你这个诚心的善男子，你已经发无上正等正觉的心了。
In the affectionate, pleasing, charming, soft tones, Acharya greeted Sudana and said, "It's excellent that you have aspired to this Bodhi mind."
然后接着他说你善男子、啊，他说你下面有讲个几个法门，大家稍微听一下。他说呢，我已经得到一个叫菩萨难吹拂智慧障解脱门，就是意思说，所有天魔外道都没有办法吹拂我的智慧光明，这是第一个。他说另外呢我也得到菩萨的坚固受持行门就是无论遇到什么恶的众生呢我都能够堪忍。第三个是我得到菩萨一切法平等总持门所以我能够深入一切法门。第四个是我得到菩萨照明一切法辩才门就是有透过这个正思维的佛法的方法然后呢让能够得到辩才无碍能够转法轮。第五个是我得到菩萨求一切法无疲厌三昧门，所以我一心求法，心不疲厌。
So then she further explained, "I have an enlightening liberation containing invincible knowledge." There were five liberation doors that she practiced. This is the first one. The second, I cultivate enlightening beings' way of practice of firm resolve. And third one is I have also attained mental command of the stage of equanimity in all things. And the fourth one, that I am imbued with the light of knowledge to clarify and explain the true states of all phenomena. And the last one is that I have also attained concentration of tireless search for truth.
那一听，我想跟我们大家都一样，就问了，这是一个什么样的境界嘞？然后呢，这个优婆夷就跟他讲说，这个境界很难知道的嘞。他说我知道你已经是承袭三世诸佛的大威力了。说，所以我希望你能够跟我说，到底你受到什么样的，让你能够修行这样子好。这样的话，我受到善知识的教化的时候，我自己能够信，我能够受，能够知解，能够了解，然后我也能够随时来修行，远离一切分别，希望我自己能够得到清净的法门，而得到究竟平等。
So just like everyone else that's sitting here, Sudana asked what her attainments look like. And she said her state was very hard to understand or to believe. Sudana urged her to tell him, assuring her that by the power of Buddha and the help of good knowing advisors, he would believe in it, enter into it, investigate, contemplate, follow and cultivate it.And would not quarrel or make up arbitrary ideas or assumptions about it, but would strive to equal it.
好，然后大家听了这段，下面这段非常的精彩哈。这个不动优婆夷就跟他讲说，他说你知道吗？在过去世的时候，很久很久以前哈，有一个劫叫做离垢劫。 那个大姐哈，那时候有一尊的佛，佛的名号呢叫做修备佛，修行的修，守备的修，修备佛。那个时候有一个国王，他的名字叫殿寿王，他有一个女儿，就是我的前身。好，这样子讲。他说我在半夜的时候，在宫廷里面，大家在音乐呢都停了，我的兄弟姐妹都睡着了，甚至我侍奉我的500个侍者全部睡着的时候呢，我就走到楼上去，然后呢仰观天空的星宿。这个时候，在虚空中，我看到这个修备如来出现。这个佛呢，他的光明跟庄严像宝山一样这么高，他的四周有无量无数的天龙八部，还有一切诸菩萨围绕，他的身上放出大光明网，然后无所障碍，同时佛的毛孔放出香味，你记不记得跟刚刚我们谈述那个菩萨完全一样吗？放出那个香味。他说我因为见到佛菩萨的像，然后闻到这个妙香的时候，我的身体变得非常的柔软，没有贪嗔痴的念头，不再刚强，这个时候我觉得非常的自在殊胜，而且心生大欢喜。
So now is the, you know, the best part of the story. Achala said to Sudana, a long time ago, in a past eon called Undefiled Light, a Buddha named Arms Extended Downward appeared in the world. I was the daughter of a king named Vindudatta. One quiet night, as my parents slept in the inner apartments of the palace, and the men and women of the court were fast asleep, and the sounds of the music had all stopped, and my 500 girl companions were all in bed, as I gazed upon at the starry night sky, I saw up there the Buddha, like the polar mountain, surrounded by many celestial beings, spirits, and countless enlightening beings. His body pervading everywhere with aura and unobstructed light. From his pores came a fragrance that soothed my body, mind, and made me very happy. And my body immediately became very soft. And my vexations are all gone.
这是他觉得非常的自在，而且心生大欢喜。
So my body and mind are all at ease, and I feel a great joy.
这个时候呢，这个公主啊，就是这个电光王 的女儿，就从楼上走下来，走到地面之后，就跟佛合掌，然后顶礼。就她就抬头一看，哇，看不到佛的色身哦，看不到佛的顶面，她知道那个无法知道这个佛到底有多大一尊。她就开始思维这个佛的32相哈，80随行，思维很久，一点都不感到疲累。她就在想，她说这尊佛啊，到底在过去的时候修了什么样的福报，分了什么样的福业，而得到这么样的殊妙的身体，他的相好圆满，光明具足，眷属也具足，宫殿非常殊妙，他到底是佛，他是什么样，修什么样的法门，得到这样的神通自在无碍的辩才的福报。
So Achala, as the princess of that king, she got up from the bed and saluted the Buddha, and looking at him, She was thinking, she thought to herself, by performing what kind of action is such a body obtained? How are the marks and embellishments of the greatness attained? How does retinue of the followers develop? How do the mentally produced dwelling and the furniture appear? How is this virtue developed? How is the knowledge purified? And how the inconceivable meditative projections accomplished.
你看他动这个念头的时候，你请问你知不知道佛知不知道他动念头，知道吗？好 ，OK， 佛就跟他回答了，佛就跟他讲说，下面几个很精彩，大家要一个一个听。他说你应该发不可坏心，然后破除一切烦恼。我就要一个一个说来。
So when she gave rise to these thoughts, do you think?The Buddha will know it? Yes, of course. So the Buddha read her mind and he further explained, and this is very important. So I will slow down and say it one by one. First, the Buddha said, you should produce an invisible mind to destroy all afflictions.
你听懂了吗？发不可坏心，要破除一切的烦恼。我们要发这样的心， 破除一切烦恼，第一个。第二个是你要发无能圣心，破除一切贪着。
And the second one is you should give rise to an indomitable mind to get rid of all attachment and clinging.
第三个，你要发呢没有怯弱害怕的心，然后能够证入甚深的法门。
And third, you should give rise to an intrepid mind to end into the profound Dharma.
第四个，你要发堪忍的心来救护一切恶，就是恶，这个恶包括邪恶啊，不容易度的众生，来让众生在，纵使你在众生群中受到众生攻击的时候，你要堪受各种境界来度众生。
And the fourth one is, you should give rise to a mind that is unshakable while descending into the whirlpool of the oceans of sentient beings who are attached to objects.
再来是你要发没有迷惑的心，纵使这样子哈。你能够在诸趣，就是我们讲说六趣受生嘛，哈，从天人阿修罗出生恶鬼地狱，在诸趣中受生的时候，你也不会迷惑。这样，纵使在六道轮回当中，你也不会迷惑。
And the next one is you should give rise to a mind undiluted in the midst of all states of beings. So when you in the cycle of birth and death in six realms, you won't get confused.
我们知道那个佛的本身故事，你们听过吗？我们讲说三藏十二部有一种叫本身嘛，哈，就是佛呢，他累生累劫的时候，他不见得都是人身，可是他可能是动物身，可是在不同的，应该说是诸趣，就是每一个趣当中去受身的时候，其实他都没有迷惑，就记得一个弘传佛法度众生。所以我们要花没有迷惑的心。
So if you remember the Shakyamuni Buddha story, he was not always appear in human form. Sometimes he will appear different forms in the six realms. But he was never, his mind was always very determined to help and deliver all sentient beings. His mind was never deluded.
然后你要发呢，没有知足的心，这样的话你就能够接受一切的法门，这样就是我们讲释弘誓愿有一个法门无量誓愿学，是。
And you should also give rise to a mind of tireless in seeking the truth, so you can accept all kinds of dharma.
再来一个是你要发正思维的心，这样的话能够生出一切佛法的光明。
And the next one, you should give rise to the mind of contemplation, then you can seek.The light of all Buddhas.
再来一个是能够发大住持心，希望一切遍转一切诸佛的法轮。
And the next one, you should give rise to the retentive mind to turn all the Buddha wheels, Dharma wheels.
这个是普贤菩萨的哪一个愿呢？
I want to ask you which vow is this? Which vow of the Samasambuddha Buddha is this?
勤转法轮，对吗？对 ，OK。
Yes, that,
还有唐法佛法住持，对。
Right, this is about that related to turning the Dharma wheel and ask the Dharma to be in the world.
最后要发什么？广大的流通心，希望呢随顺众生的不同的欲望、众生的根器，然后布施佛法、弘传佛法。
And the last one is that you should develop a mind of sharing.To distribute the jewels of the teaching to all sentient beings according to their mentalities.
不是啊，你不是来听故事的哈、哦。法师讲完这么多的时候，你有没有同时在发心？有吗
？So you're not here just to hear this amazing story. When I was explaining the sutra, have you also given rise to these minds as well?
因为故事永远是别人的东西。可是希望能够扩大回到自己身上的时候，其实我们就是一个修行的人，我们希望这东西帮助自己能够顺着修行。
Because stories are just other people's stories, that's why it's not that helpful, and it only helps you when you also make such vows and practice it.
你知道，佛跟他说完这东西了，其实佛就在教化他了耶。好、哦，所以这个他就说，所以这个。优婆塞就讲，优婆就讲说，他善男子啊，我就在这个修毕佛的这个道场，听到这个种种妙法之后呢，我就求一切智慧， 求佛的实力，求佛的无碍辩才，求佛的智慧光明，求佛的妙色身，求佛的相好，求佛的道场众会，求佛的清净国土，求佛的威仪，求佛的无量寿命。发了这些心之后，我的心就非常的坚固，像金刚一样，所有的烦恼，所有的声闻恶圣的人都没有办法来破坏我。
So, having heard such principles of teaching from the Buddha, desiring all wisdom, aiming for the development of the ten powers, seeking the eloquence of a Buddha, wishing to purify in myself the aura of light of a Buddha, wishing to perfect a body like a Buddha, desiring the purity of marks, embellishments of greatness of a Buddha, aiming to gain a congregation like a Buddha, seeking purification of a Buddha land,wishing to accomplish the deportment of a Buddha, wanting to attain the span of life of a Buddha. Her body becomes very soft and her vexations are all gone, and her mind becomes like a diamond, as firm as a diamond.
这样你听懂了吗？我不晓得你有没有发这样的心。我刚刚已经把佛菩萨的话告诉大家了，你有没有听到啊？有哈，希望有了哈。OK。所以他说善男子，他说我发了这样的心之后，我已经清过了多少时间，他说像南阎浮提寺，我们这个地方就是我们是在须弥山的南阎浮提嘛，阎浮提寺这么多围城树的这么多节，表示经过非常多的非常非常多节。他说我到现在因为修这个佛的这样的法门，所以我到现在还生不出一点点的欲望，就是没有动欲望的念头，何况去做其他的事情呢？这么多节当中呢，我对我自己的六亲眷属永远生不出一点点的嗔恨心，更不要说对一切众生了。
So, and she continued, Good man, after I have given rise to all this mind, all this kind of mind, and also past numerous eons, like modes of the dust, I do not remember the rising of a single thought of enjoyment of desires, much less engaging in other cravings.
对我的六亲眷属永远不起嗔心，更不要说对一切众生。
And I do not remember a single thought of anger toward my relatives, much less toward innocent others.
第二个是，我对我的色身不生出执着，何况是对一切自身之物，比如说供养东西呀、啊，你像比如说你的衣服啊，你的所有的东西，这些东西，还有什么？还有我都不生出这种执着心。另外是，也不会计较，这是我所我的，都不会生出这样的心。
And also, I do second is I do not remember a single thought related to the idea, the concept of self, much less having considered anything I own or related to the self.And I do not remember any confusion in the notion of the self.
我们常常就是我的色身嘛，这就是有我跟我的，对吗？就有说我有能所嘛。他说他修行这个方法，从来都没有动这个念头过，所以他对这个色身，对一切歪物，可以应该说对这个所谓的正报、异报的一切东西，都不再执取。
Because ordinary people, ordinary sentient beings will always distinguish the self and the others and always in the mind of dualistic. But for her, she does not give rise to one single mind of self and will not have attachment related to the self.
另外他讲说，从过去这么多这么多节当中呢，无论是我死亡的或是我生的时候，甚至我住在妈妈袋子里面叫做胎藏的时候，我从来没有迷惑过。哇，这是一个什么样法，什么样的书生？他说我从来没有起所谓的我相、人相、众生相、寿者相这样的妄想，或是生出所谓的无记心，更不要说在其他的时候了。
And I do not remember any confusion or any notion of difference or yet any indifferences even whileIn the womb between death and birth, much less while focusing my attention.
他说，甚至在过去这么多节当中呢，我甚至在梦中啊，在梦中， 我都不会忘记我曾经一闪而过看见的每尊佛的殊胜像，更不要说我透过修行，用我的修行的眼，我们讲说至少有五眼，对吗？可是他现在讲修行有十眼，所见到一切佛，我从来都没有忘过。
And in all those eons, I did not forget a single vision of a Buddha, not even a dream vision, much less those appearing to the ten eyes of an enlightened being.
他说这么多节当中呢，我听到佛说法的话，佛说的 一句话，一个叫一文一句，甚至于世界的东西，我从来都没有忘过。
And in those eons, I will never forget one word, one sentence told by the Buddha.
而且我受持佛所说的一切法，他说每一句话，每一个文字，我没有不思维，而且咀嚼，然后消化，直到自己身体里面的。甚至于世俗的一切事情也是这样子，世俗一些东西，我从来都没有忘记过一切世俗的技巧。
So ever since that original inspiration, I have been, I've been learning the ocean of the teaching, contemplating and reflecting on every single statement, even in the context of worldly phenomenon.
哇，他的真的非常我在这边先稍微停一下，我觉得已经多到让你觉得。哇，那是一个什么样的状态啊？你不要只是听过去了，你就希望说自己能够回到自己身上来用。我要问菩萨的时候，你生活当中你自己在做定课对吗？你有在做定课吗？有哈。什么叫定课？就是每天你固定要做的功课，比如说你是拜佛啊、诵经啊、持经啊、念佛都好。但是呢，其实不要太复杂哈，一门深入。因为你看，就像讲的，佛所说的每，我都是真的去思维它。咀嚼它，然后生活当中可以用它，一定要这样子才真的叫修行。
So I want to pause here because we have already learned so much, and each one is unbelievable, inconceivable. And I want to ask you: Do you have daily practice, and do you contemplate and reflect on the teachings? Because just like as we learn from here, if we could really contemplate, practice, and that let the teachings sink into our life, that will become very powerful.
那天呢，有两位菩萨从地西来，然后他就特别说啊，来看场地法师。OK， 当然有因缘是见的。然后这个妈妈呢，她其实应该讲说她非常用功，她非常用功，她就跟我讲说，法师，我从年轻的时候都非常用功哦，然后我每天读三部的地藏经，我就哇赞叹这样子。她说，我说那你地藏经一部要持多少时间？大概40分钟就持完了，我说哇，那非常的快呢，好，上中下三卷40分钟，非常的快，一天持三部。我说那还有呢？他说法师，我还持什么？持什么？持什么？持什么？然后我就说哦，那你怎么还有时间呢？他说我每天就是专门在持这些东西的。他说我说那最近呢？他最近我一天持一部地藏经，然后我还持念佛什么什么这样子。我就说哎，那这样的话哈，你改天来跟大家分享地藏经。他说法师不行呢，我只是读地藏经而已。我说地藏经你持这么久，我说你知道吗，地藏菩萨在地藏经里面讲，地藏菩萨有四次现身，你记得是哪四次吗？我想菩萨你点头，你应该记得对不对？我们都有诵地藏经嘛，对吗？点头好。什么他有什么那个婆罗门女啊，有吗？光目女啊，有世间一个国王啊，对吗？还有什么长者子哦，对啊对。我说诶，你讲吧，这个四个好好讲清楚，来跟菩萨分享就够了。他就我现在不敢说了，我要跟菩萨讲说功课不是在数目啊，功课不是持数目持多少，不是功课，我们为什么要佛讲给我们的讲给我们听的经典，你不是在佛前再送给佛说哎佛我诵经给你听吼，佛不要听这个东西的，他讲给你听你还诵经给佛听呢。我们透过诵经的重点是修行，纠正自己的观念之后，让自己的行为改变，然后有因缘的时候要跟别人分享，这才是你学佛、持经、修行的目的啊。
So recently, there were a mother and daughter came to visit me from DC, and the mother told me she has been upholding and reciting the sutra of her daily practice was up. upholding and reciting the sutra of Earth Storing Bodhisattva Sutra. And I asked how much time does it take for her to recite one sutra? And she said 40 minutes. Oh, and I said, well, you recite very fast because that Earth Storing Sutra is very long and you can recite it in 40 minutes. And she also said other than this sutra, she also recite many other sutras. And I said, wow, how do you have time? And she basically said she just recites sutras for the most of the day. And I said, wow, that's excellent. And we should invite you to share your experiences with others about the reciting this Earth Storing Sutra. And she said, well, Fasha, I cannot do that because I just, recite it. I don't fully digest it. And then I asked, I said, do you notice that the Earth Storing Bodhisattva appeared four times in that sutra? And she said, really, I don't know. That's why I encourage everyone here that it's not that we are in a competition. We want to compare who recites sutra the most. It's not that counts. Why we recite sutras is that we really want to gain this help from the sutra, understand it, and to establish a right view. And under this right view, it can gradually change our conduct, our behavior. And then you can share your experience with others. That's the purpose, and that's what we call the practice.
好，接着呢，这个优婆又讲说，他说我在这么多劫当中呢，我受持一切的佛法当中，没有不在一个法中得到三昧。
Okay, so coming back to the sutra, the Guna Advisor said, there's not a single facet of the teaching that I have not become absorbed in samadhi, even in the...
甚至于在世间的一切技巧上面，他说我也是这样子的，能够所谓的正定正受，得到正法。
Even in the context of worldly arts and sciences, I can become absorbed in that.
他说甚至于，他说我在这么多劫当中呢，我在住持一切佛法的当中呢，他说我未曾的舍弃佛法中的一句一字。他说甚至于呢，不曾，我只专注在佛法上，不曾生出世间的智慧，除了我要度众生。这样你听懂吗？大部就在佛法当中，他是要度众生的是用方便用世间的智慧来度众生，但是他所有的时候经营在佛法当中。
So Evan thinks that the first inspiration while holding the wheel of the teaching the Dharma's Buddhas, I have never omitted even a single word as I learned it, even in the following logic, except to develop others by skillful means.
其实这个南九法师讲说这个优婆夷，他现出来是佛的智慧，佛的智慧。他说我从来没有舍弃过佛法的一字一句。我想到我自己，哇。读到那个楞严经的时候，哇，楞严经这么难，先搁着吧，先放下吧。我就回到看到自己，哇，这就是我们真的不足的地方。
So when I read those verses, this Guna Advisor, she is always with the Dharma, always practices Dharma. She never let go even one word, one sentence of the teachings. And I think about myself when I read the Sharagama Sutra. I think it's too hard. Maybe I should just put down for now.
因为我们没有佛的智慧，没有办法，是没有佛的智慧。
Because we don't have the wisdom of the Buddha.
然后听他讲说，他说在这么多劫当中呢，我在每一位佛的道场，就是他亲近过非常多的佛，在每个道场说，我就成就了所谓的清净的大愿，乃至于在一切化佛，他刚刚讲的真的是法身佛，他在化佛当中，我也是一样。成就一切清净的大愿。
And there is not a single vow I have not undertaken in the presence of the Buddhas I have met since then to purify the oceans of all sentient beings, even carry out vows made to fathom Buddhas.
好，另外来说，这么多劫当中呢，我见到一切诸菩萨的修行法门的时候，没有一个法门我不成就。哇，我们想，我们说八万世间法门，我想这个数目还不够多，一切法门他都成就。
And there's not a single enlightenment practice from the ocean of the past enlightening practices of the oceans of Buddhas that I have not undertaken to purify my own practice. And we said there are 84,000 different kinds of Dharma doors, but I think if she practiced all kinds of Dharmas, there are probably more than that.
还有一个很重要，他说，这么多劫当中，我见到的每一个众生，都劝他发无上正等正觉心，而不是让他们发二圣圣人的心哦，是发无上正等正觉的心。
And there's not a single sentient being I have seen since then that I have not established in a determination for supreme enlightenment. And she does not persuade others to follow the small vehicle's practice, but she encourages everyone to follow the great vehicle's practice.
而且在这么多劫当中，我对一切佛所说的话，乃至一句一句等，我都深信不疑，不生分别，不加妄想猜测，不生执着，不生好坏或是不喜欢的念头。
And I do not remember ever conceiving any doubt in the notion of duality and false discriminations, in the notion of variety and idea of grasping or rejection, in the concept of inferior or advanced, or any thought of attachment or resistance.
你听到这些东西，你会觉得哇，非常殊胜哦。他讲，好善男子，你知道，从那个开始，我便常常见到十方诸佛、十方菩萨以及善知识。
And ever since then, I have never been apart from Buddhas, enlightening beings, and true spiritual good knowing advisors. I have always been able to hear the vows of the Buddhas, the practice of enlightened beings.
Okay, 好，我常常见到十方诸佛菩萨甚至，然后呢，我常常听到佛所发的大愿，菩萨所修的六度万恨，菩萨所修的一切波罗蜜的法门。菩萨等等光明法门，等等等等一切法门。
And I have always been hearing the vows of Buddhas, the practice of enlightened beings, the transcendent ways of enlightened beings, the light of knowledge of the stages of enlightened beings.
我常常用清净智慧的光明来灭除一切众生的烦恼。
And I have always used the light of the wisdom.To eliminate the vexations of all sentient beings.
平常你的隔壁邻居或是你的同参道友来跟你 complain 的时候，请问你是动什么样的念头，用什么样的智慧来排解这样的烦恼呢？
And so I want to ask you, when people or people around you, surround you, came to you and vetted their vexations, in which method do you use to unload your vexations and all the other people's vexations?
他是用清净智慧的光明来灭除众生的烦恼。好，好，下面他讲说，我常常以智慧来生长一切众生的善根，也常随顺众生一切欢喜，然后呢，示现不同的心情来教化他们。
And for this good knowing advisor, she was using the light of the wisdom to purify those vexations.And next one is, I have always been acquiring knowledge of the productive courses of the root of goodness of all beings. I have always been appearing to all beings according to their mentalities.
最后一个他讲说，我常常用那种清净的原语来开悟一切众生，让众生能够开悟。
And the last one is that the,She said, I have always been purifying the verbal range to instruct all beings.
你听完这个东西，其实这些东西就是他在告诉这个善财童子行菩萨道的方法。
So all these actually are what she was teaching Sudana how to practice the Bodhisattva conduct.
我要问菩萨，你参访的这善知识，你有没有得到方法了？有没有得到？有哈，好。
So I want to ask you, you know, you visit good knowing advisors, have you learned their, the ways of their practice?
然后呢，这个又佛就接着讲，他说我得到的叫做菩萨求一切法无厌足的庄严门，我得到一切法平等地的种子门，所以我能够示现 不可思议的自在神通的变化。他说：“你想不想看呢？”
Then having attained, and she continued, having attained this enlightened liberation, containing invincible knowledge, and contemplating this method of mental command of the stage of equanimity in all things, I'm capable of inconceivable miracles and spiritual powers. Do you want to witness that?
想不想看呢？当然是爱转身，我想看了，很想看了。好，就这个幼婆就坐到她的狮子座上，坐下之后就进入这个三昧当中。然后进入她那个三昧，不是一个三昧，她说一万多个三昧，哇，不可思议！三昧进入这个三昧门。
So she asked if Sudana want to witness her miracles and spiritual powers, and Sudana said, "Yes, I do." Then Archala looked into, passed through, followed, and meditated on 10,000 doors of concentration samadhi and samadhi.
这个时候呢，他一进入这个一万个三昧门当中的时候，十方不可思议的所有的一切世界都发生所谓的六变震动。
And when she entered into that 10,000 samadhi, there were six quakes occurred.
接着，第一个是六变震动，第二个是世界呢变成非常的清净，全部都是琉璃所成。
This is the first one is the six quakes, and the second one is the whole world becomes purified and made of lapis lazuli.
琉璃，我想大家看过琉璃嘛，是绿青色，是透的琉璃所成。他说呢，所有每一个世界当中有百亿那么多的四天相，百亿那么多的佛，非常非常多佛，全部的佛在世界嘛，世界八相成道。这个八相成道你知道吗？第一个从兜率天降，第二个呢是入胎、出胎、出家，然后修行后降魔，然后成道之后转法轮，最后一个是事先入涅槃，这个八相成道。
And then he also saw in each world a billion sets of four continents and a billion Buddhas. He saw some of the Buddhas in the heaven of satisfaction, some descending to be born on earth, some in the womb, some firstborn, some leaving home for ascetic practice, some sitting under the tree of enlightenment, some defeating the demons, some realizing enlightenment, some teaching, some entering final extinction.
入涅槃嘛，吼 ，OK， 好。所以每一尊佛，这个八相成道之后呢，每一尊佛都放光明，放光明，遍一切法界。所以众生因为接到这个佛的光明，众生都开悟了。
And he also saw the aura of light of each Buddha pervading all universes, and he saw the orderly congregation.
我突然想到说，我们在这个社会国，其实只孤独远在这些佛在放光明的时候，我们是不是都看到？你们有没有看到？你们有没有看到
？So I want to ask you, when Buddha's emitting the light, do we see the aura of their light?
应该是看到了吧？嗯，应该是看到了哈。好，太好了。
Yes, we do.
所以这个时候呢，这个他这样视线之后，这个幼婆也就从三昧中出来，他就问三男子啊：“你刚看到没有啊？”这个善财童子说：“我刚看到，全部都看到了，全部都看到了。你有没有看到？你是善财童子，你有没有看到？我们已经参访了这个善知识了，你有没有看到
？”So then, Achala emerged from samadhi and said to Sudana, "Did you see?" And Sudana said, "Yes, I do."
他说。我这个法门就是求一切法无愿足的三昧光明法门，我为一切众生说微妙法，让他们生欢喜心而开悟。
And she said, my liberation door is established in enlightening ways of liberation by invisible knowledge. I satisfy all sentient beings with good explanation by following mental command of the stage of equanimity in all things.
啊，当然，这个优婆也很客气，他说：“我的法门就只有这样子哈，你可以去参访其他下一个善知识。其实这个法门已经非常殊胜，对吧？非常的殊胜。”
Of course, she's very modest. She said, "Well, that's all I know. You should go ahead to visit the next good knowing advisor."
好，我们来稍微讨论一下这个三知识所给的东西。
So let's pause and discuss these good knowing advisors.
我们回到最前面，这三位童子一路往下走的时候，就出现一个如来就派了一个菩萨叫做常随觉悟菩萨来跟善财童子讲说，你要珍惜善知识的教化啊，你要随顺善知识所说的话呀、啊，要发心，要不舍离善知识啊，这样才能够得到善知识所教的智慧啊。
So let's go back to the very beginning. Remember the Buddha sent envoy to Suddhana and asked Suddhana to cherish the teachings of a good knowing advisor to follow their teachings, and should give rise to the mind that he will always practice, never give up the good knowing advisor's instructions. But only by doing that, then he can gain all wisdom.
Okay, 好，那你看这个不动优婆夷哈，她是一个在家的童女嘛哈。那看在华严经有这个文殊菩萨有140个叫净行品里面，其中有一个叫做。我们讲说净行品有140条，就是我们日常生活当中一条叫孝事父母，当愿众生善事于佛，养护一切。所以你在家修行的时候，其实是以孝顺是重要的，孝顺为核心，能够孝顺父母，同时就是在侍奉佛了。所以学佛的人啊，你不要说我只是在拜佛，我不拜父母亲，你不要忘记你家里有两尊大菩萨，两尊佛。真正的学佛的人要孝顺父母，所以孝顺父母的时候，就好像孝顺佛一样，能够养护一切众生。
So this good knowing advisor Achala is a girl at home, and very filial girl. And if you remember, there's one chapter called the Purifying Conduct chapter in the Flower Adornment Sutra, which mentions that there were 140. Guidelines, and one of them is be filial to your parents. And be filial to your parents is just like make offerings to Buddhas. That's why we say as a lay people, we should practice at home. And one particularly important thing is to be filial to your parents, and it's almost equals to practice Buddha Dharma.
Okay, 好。甚至有人问我说，法师怎么样才能够出家？我说第一个一定要孝顺父母，不孝顺父母你是没办法出家的。
So even some people ask me, how can I become monastic? And I said, well, first of all, you have to be filial to your parents, otherwise you won't be able to become monastic.
真正的大孝哦，是带着你的家人学佛哎。因为我跟你讲说，不是冤家不聚头啊，这些家人都是累生累劫跟你有这个我们叫缠缚，就是台湾话叫修敌，在一起的人才会来啊。学佛就是为了要脱离这个轮回啊，所以你要真的学佛之后，才能够终止这个轮回不语，这个生生世世，今天做祖父，明天扮儿子，再来扮妻子这个游戏。
So I always say the best way to be filial is actually encourage your family to learn Buddha Dharma, because the reason you become families are based the entanglement from multiple timeless lifetimes. So only by doing learning Dharma practice, you can end the cycle of birth and death and end the games of today. You guys are the parents' relationship or grandparents' relationship, and tomorrow you become a spouse relationship. Only by practicing Dharma together can you end the cycles.
好，当这个善财童子看到这个不动优婆夷的时候，他在对他的家人的眷属在说法，他生生世世都由这个女儿身来度众，来度家人，所以家人也因为他，所以发心学佛，然后学佛之后道心非常的坚固。
And when Sudana saw Achala, she was practicing Dharma to her family, and she has been practiced. She has been delivering her family through multiple lifetimes by appearing female, a girl form, and her family all give rise the mind to practice Dharma, resolve to practice Dharma. And their resolutions are very firm because of her.
另外我们要知道说，其实他累生累世都有善根哈。要是他没有种善根的话，那个时候所有的宫殿里面的音乐都停了，全部都睡着的时候，他也应该是睡觉了。他不会去走到上面去看到那尊佛，看到那个佛。所以他累生累劫都是种善根的。所以他同时见到佛，然后看到佛的殊胜庄严像，听到闻到佛身上这个宝口发出的妙香，让他身体非常的柔软，然后没有贪念心，甚至于呢。他会动念头去想问佛说：“到底你生累劫修了怎么样行？你给我成这样这样殊胜色身，这都是累生累劫的善根导致的。”
And we know Achala has been planted good roots for many lifetimes, because otherwise we cannot explain why only she will wake up while everyone else in that palace had fallen asleep. Only she woke up and saw the magnificence of the Buddha and smelled the fragrance from the Buddha's pores that made her body become very soft and made her vexations are all gone and made her body and mind at ease. And then she generate questions and wanting to practice. It's all because her good roots from multiple lifetimes.
我要问大家，在现实当中，其实我们都是无欲乐，无欲的乐哈。那我们现在有因缘学佛听法，你有没有得到法乐？有吗？有。OK， 小真的，你得到法乐当中的时候，我相信我们可以学习这个不动优婆夷的方法。这样的话，我们这样子修行，透过法乐，不要再执着这个世间的这个无欲乐。这样的话，这个学佛就能够有成佛的因缘了。
So I want to say, ordinary people are always just indulged in the pleasures from five senses. But I want to ask you, have you attained or tasted the pleasure from practicing Dharma? And if you have tasted, then you should not attach to the pleasures from five senses anymore.
他从这个佛那边得到了这么多法门之后呢，他认真修行这么多劫，他想说像阎浮提陈述那么多劫的时候，我都不会生出一点点的欲望的念头，所以他对这个正报依报环境从来没有执取心，甚至于在生的时候死的时候甚至是住在胎藏里面的时候都未曾有迷惑。我们常常在迷惑，对吗？对外境迷惑，对别人的一句话迷惑，对世间一切东西迷惑，我觉得这个是一个非常好要修行的方法。
And also she mentioned, after she given rise to the mind of practice, she, you know, going through so many eons of lifetimes, she has never had one single thought of desiring, craving or attachment.
甚至对这个人相、我相、众生相、寿者相起妄念、起妄想，甚至于产生所谓无记。哎，无记很容易产生哦，你打坐就会产生无记了。就是说，法师我很清净呢，其实那是无记状态，哎，那就是心不够清净，常常出来无记的状态。
And she will not also, she also will not become confused or deluded when she was in the cycle of birth and death, and even in the womb.She was never deluded. and she will not give rise to the mind of the self, the notion of self, the others, and will not even give rise to the mind that I feel so calm. I'm practicing.
那当然，他我后面有描述一段哈，他对佛所说的任何的法呀，他没有忘记啊，没有不思维啊，没有不得到三昧啊，等等等等这些东西，我想大家就大概在记得，就是说他在修行的过程当中，一直用正法、正自见、正思维的方法在修行。
And afterwards, she mentioned many ways. She mentioned she did not forget one word, one sentence of the Buddha Dharma. She always contemplate the teachings. For those, I just want to emphasize that she has been practicing based on the right view, the right conduct.
另外还有一个重点是，她见到了每一位众生，没有不让她发无上正等正觉的心，不是劝她发小圣心，发无上正等正觉心。我想这一点非常的重要。
And also, I want to emphasize that each sentient being that she encountered, she will always talk them into giving rise to the Bodhi mind and to practice the great vehicle instead of the small vehicle.
甚至对佛经里面所说的每一个每一句每一字都深信不疑、哦、我要问菩萨们就说，我想我们刚刚送完梁王宝忏、哦、梁王宝忏有一段叫断疑，你还记得吗？疑心的疑，为什么？因为我们不深信因果啊，就说哎呀，这个人这么认真修行，为什么这么短命？这个人做这么多坏事，为什么他这么长寿？其实就是我们对因果不清楚。谈到因果，一定要看三世因果，你不能只看眼前的，看三世因果。所以我们对佛法没有深信，所以我们才会有生活当中会有这么多的疑问。可是你看像这个优婆夷，他对佛所说的话每一个都是深信。
And also, I want to point out that she does not doubt any teachings of the Buddhas. And this is very important. We just finished the Emperor Liang Jewel Repentance. And also in that repentance, it mentioned that most of the times that ordinary people actually do not believe cause and effects that deeply, because people will often doubt why that such a good people will have such a short lifespan, and why good things happen to bad bad people, or bad things happen to good people. So that's why they have doubt about the cause and effect. But actually, I want to say when you try to understand the cause and effect, you have to perceive it from three lifetimes, so you cannot just judge from one lifetime.
像我们今生对这个因缘因果不清楚或是怀疑，这都是我们累生的业习、累生的业因导致的结果。所以这今生我们更要用正自见、正思维的方法来修行。
The reason we will give doubt to the law of cause and effect is because in our previous lives, we have accumulated such karma that will cause us to doubt. That's why this life we should use right view and right mindfulness to practice even harder.
好，最后我们再回来谈说这个不动优婆夷，它的法门叫做求一切法无厌足，就是没有疲怨的庄严法门。我希望这句话也会变成你自己修行的方法，求一切法无厌足，不疲厌，永远不满足，一直往上求，这是一个庄严的法门。所以这个也就是这个不动优婆夷教化善财童子行菩萨道的方法，希望也是我们自己行菩萨道的方法。
And at last, I want to emphasize that Achala's Dharma method is seeking all Dharmas tirelessly. I want to encourage everyone that we should follow her teaching and also seeking all Dharmas tirelessly.
好，最后我今天我们是讲了一个善知识，这个非常精彩的善知识。我们的结论是，第一个，深信因果，深种善根，修行在生活中的每一个 举手投足之间。
So today we are only able to cover one good knowing advisor, but this is a very important and good one. And the takeaway points are, first, we need to believe in the law of cause and effect. And second, we need to plan good routes. And third, we need to practice in daily life.
好，我们就这供养大众到这里。阿弥陀佛。
That's it for today.